Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Carrera, and I am subbing a show for Mia, who is away. And this is a very special show for me because I am playing music with my dad.
Hey there.
You just heard Ethereal Emerald by Jax Hollow. The next song that we're going to play is Only the Wild Ones by Jax Hollow. Do you want to say anything about?
Sure. I picked out music at Carrera's request and chose four current artists. What I mean by that is they're currently recording. And the fifth is an artist who is a classic artist and then a cover of that artist's song. Jax Hollow is actually from Western Massachusetts, went to and graduated from the Berklee School, and then moved to Nashville, where she has been trying to grow her fan base. My family and I saw her at the Dakota Club in Minneapolis in February when we discovered her.
Yeah, so get ready for the next song, and here we go.
I smoked my first joint under the willow tree.
So again, that was Only the Wild Ones by Jax Hollow. The next two songs that we're going to be playing are by Caitlin Smith. The next song is going to be Contact High. Do you want to talk about why you chose these songs?
Sure. Caitlin Smith, a couple of the artists I have on this list are from Minnesota, where I'm from. And by the way, if you ever get a chance to come to Minneapolis, great, great music. A lot of great clubs. But Caitlin Smith is from Cannon Falls, Minnesota. Grew up there just about 40 miles south of the Twin Cities. Again, moved to Nashville. She's written some major hits for some major artists, and then decided to go out on her own. And the first song, think about the strength and the urge that her voice portrays.
Okay, here we go.
I'll just stay in bed, listening to you snoring. don't wanna wake you yet. But I kiss you on the cheek and you smile before you open your eyes. Then you look at me and say hi. Try.
Just Breakfast in the Afternoon by Caitlin Smith. Do you want to talk about why you chose that
song? Sure, I was just going to... My view is that a really, really good song tells a story, which that song, all good songs do, Breakfast in the Afternoon. But where music really enhances the words is when the mood it creates matches the mood that the words address. So I thought that song is why I chose it. The next group is a group that I chose in part because I love them, but I know that Carrera does as well, so I'm going to let you talk about Bad Bad Hats.
Yeah, so the next group that we're going to be playing is the Bad Bad Hats. They're also from Minneapolis. They met at McAllister, which I feel like some people here know about, just another small liberal arts school. They are one of my favorite bands ever. I went and I saw them my freshman spring with my friend Chloe at this tiny little intimate show in like Union Square. And it was just like, I don't know, it was breathtaking. I think that they're one of the greatest artists that at least I have found. And I played them on the radio a couple times before. And I always talk about how I'm so proud that like they're from Minneapolis and how Minneapolis has, again, such an amazing music scene and that people kind of don't know enough about that. So I always love to show musicians from Minneapolis, because a lot of the greats come from there. So here we are next with Detroit Basketball by the Bad Bad Hats.
Stop and start it over again.
So that, again, was Nothing Gets Me High by the Bad Bad Hats. That song is one of my favorite songs ever. I love it so much. I've been listening to that song since probably like my senior year of high school, and I still love it. And I feel like that's a testament to how good that song is, because I get tired of songs pretty easily. So yeah, again, listen to the Bad Bad Hats. Their newest album just came out recently, I think in the summer. And my dad and I are actually going to be seeing them in January at First Avenue, which I'm very, very excited about.
That's right, we are. Well, the next group is not from Minneapolis. It's actually from London, England. It goes by the name of Wolf Alice. It's a four-piece group. Love their music. Love the high energy. Love the ballads. And as you can tell from what we've been playing so far, we've started with high energy and then gone more to the ballad side as to show off the breadth of all of these artists. So the first song we're going to play is very high energy, called Giant Peach.
Wow. keeps me here. In dark hotel in the never door, the rules don't seem so clear. Change, it feels like fear, it's all you know.
So again, that was Giant Peach by Wolf Alice.
We're going to go from that driving song to a much smaller song. I think this song not only shows off lead singer Elie Wiesel's voice, but it's such a simple song, and as a result, it's such a powerful song. Let's listen.
It's White Leather. Again, that was White Leather by Wolf Alice. I've actually never heard that song. It's such a beautiful song.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I really like it. Now it is time for a very special PSA.
Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This is a public service message from WFMO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Yay. Okay, the next chunk of songs, the majority, all the rest of our songs, are Bob Dylan songs, or at least the songs that he wrote. I'm going to say this, maybe I'm wrong, but your favorite artist, maybe, is Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, okay. That's a fair statement. How many times have you seen Bob Dylan in concert?
Six.
That's so many times. Yeah. That's so amazing. When was the first time?
Oh, I can't even remember. It was a long time ago.
Famously, also, Bob Dylan is from Minnesota. I feel like maybe we've been noticing that's a common theme.
It is.
I think a lot of Minnesotans take pride in where we're from, and also the fact that we have a lot of good music from there, and no one really knows. So the next song we're playing is Most of the Time by Bob Dylan.
And I want to emphasize here that Bob Dylan's such a great songwriter, and he's another example of how words and melody and the feel of the music blend so well together. But listen to the alliteration of his poetry in this song, which is the repetition of the title.
Buried inside.
I don't compromise, and I don't pretend. I don't even care if I ever see her again. Most of the time,
was just Most of the Time by Bob Dylan.
So I mentioned when I introduced Bob Dylan that he is the most covered artist out there. I mean, partly he has just a huge catalog. But the next song is actually from a soundtrack to a movie called Masked and Anonymous, where Bob Dylan wrote the soundtrack, and it is an interpretation of Bob Dylan's Most of the Time by an artist by the name of Sophie Zelmani. Listen to her phrasing. She is terrific in this song.
Most of the time, I'm clear focused all around. Most of the time, I can keep her feet on the ground. I can follow the path. I can read the signs. Stay right with it. When the road unwinds, I can handle whatever I stumble upon. I don't even notice. He's gone. Most of the time, most of the time, it's well understood. Most of the time, I wouldn't change it if I could. Make it all match. I can hold my own. I can deal with the situation right down to the bone. And I can survive. I can endure. I don't even think about him most of the time. On straight, most of the time, I'm strong enough not to hate. I don't build up illusion till it makes me sick. I ain't afraid of confusion, no matter how thick. I can smile in the face. Time. He ain't even in my mind. least that far behind. Most of the time, I can't even be sure if he was ever with me or if I was with him. Most of the time, I'm halfway content. Most of the time, I know exactly where I went. I don't cheat on myself. I don't run and hide. Hide from the feelings that I buried inside. I don't compromise, and I don't pretend. I don't even care if I ever see him again.
That was such a beautiful cover.
Yeah, the best part of a really, really good cover is that it accomplishes two things. One, it really shows off the talent of the performer.
Yeah.
And the qualities, of, in this particular case, of her voice and her phrasing. But it also emphasizes the poetry of the original author. So it accomplishes mm-hmm. both. And there are many examples of terrific covers, but thought I would emphasize that. Next one we're going to play the original by Bob Dylan and then a cover. The interesting thing about this cover is it's sung in Spanish, but after you hear the original and then you hear the cover in Spanish, you'll almost understand the words. It's so well done. It's the name of this song is If You See Her, Say Hello.
Never been apart.
If you get close to her, kiss her once for me. Always have respected her for doing what she did and getting free. Oh, whatever makes her happy, I won't stand in the way. Oh, the bitter taste still lingers on from the night I tried to make her stay. I see a lot of people as I make their rounds, and I hear her name here and there as I go from town to town. And I've never gotten used to it, I've just learned to turn it off. Either I'm too sensitive or else I'm getting soft. Sundown, yellow moon, I replay the past. I know every scene by heart, they all went by so fast. If she's passing back this way, I'm not that hard to find. Tell her she can look me up if she's got the time. So
again, that was Bob Dylan's If You See Her, Say Hello. Again, the next song you'll hear is the cover of that. Corey, maybe you could tell us who the artist is. I don't have it committed.
Yeah, it's Francesco Di Gregori.
Right, and the same song you just heard in Spanish.
Se la vedi, dille ciao, salutala dovunque sia. È partita tempo fa, e adesso forse in Tunisia. Dille che non si preoccupi per le cose lasciate qui. E se credi che l'abbia scordata, non dirle che non è così. Abbiamo dovuto dividerci e sbatterci qua e là, ma per quelli che si amano non è certo una novità. E adesso che se n'è andata, adesso che non c'è, è ancora nel mio cuore, è ancora vicino a me.
semmai la incontrerai, dalle un bacio da parte mia. Ho sempre avuto rispetto per lei, per come sei andata via. Se c'è un altro che le sta accanto, certamente non sarò io a mettermi fra di loro. Ci scommetto che non sarò io. Faccio un lavoro strano, vedo gente in quantità, e mi capita ogni tanto di sentire il suo nome in giro per le città. E non ci ho fatto ancora l'abitudine, o forse mai ce la farò. Sarà che sono troppo sensibile, o nella testa chissà che c'ho. Sole grande, luna blu, il passato è ancora qua. E so memoria e ricordi, il tempo prende velocità. Se tornasse da queste parti, il mio indirizzo la gente lo sa. Tu dille che può cercarmi, se trova il tempo mi troverà.
Was our last song they were playing for the day. It was such a beautiful cover. I actually don't listen to that much Bob Dylan on my own, but I definitely need to now.
Well, I want to say what a pleasure it is to have been here, to have spent time with you, for goodness sakes. What more could a dad ask for? And then to have the opportunity to talk about music I really like, and hopefully spread not only some good cheer, but ideas for future listening.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on. This was very wonderful. All songs were chosen by you, and I know that like music is something that you find so much passion and joy in, and it's something that I think definitely brings us closer. And a lot of the music that I do get comes from you, or comes from the radio station that you listen to back home. So I really wanted to do this as a way to connect you to my Tufts experience, but also just a way to spread what you love. Thank you so much for listening. Again, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I usually have a show during this time every other week. I might be on next week. I have a talk show with my friend Joey. So tune into that. I might be subbing some other shows sometimes, playing some music, which I love to do. Thank you so much again for listening, and I'll see you later.
Back and bitter.